Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director, Kathleen Albers, to talk to us about a special musical fundraiser collaboration with Casa de Peregrinos, Feed the Body and Soul Benefit Concert. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, hello, Emily. Thank you for inviting me back.
You're welcome. Well, let's talk about this special collaboration. It's called Feed the Body and Soul.
Yes. So about 2 years ago, Lorenzo Alba, who is the director of Casa de Peregrinos, he and I put our heads together and we came up with this idea for a concert with nosotros. And at that time, that was at the Rio Grande Theater. And we named it Feed the Body and Soul. Obviously, feeding the body with the Casa de Peregrinos. They're the largest food pantry in southern New Mexico. And then feeding the soul is through the arts. And so we came up with that title. We got nosotros on board. And so this year, we decided that we would bring them back and do another concert at the Doña Ana Arts Council's new location, which is over in Mesilla, 1740 Calle de Mercado. So we're going to have this musical collaboration fundraising event on September 30th, which is a Sunday. It's going to be outside on the patio, and Nosotros is going to be the headliner. But also, before Nosotros takes the stage, there are going to be two local mariachi groups that will play. The first one is Mariachi Las Muñecas, which translates to the dolls, and Mariachi Espuelas de Cobre, which is the copper spurs. So they will start at 6 o'clock, and then soon after that, Nosotros will be on stage. And the total emphasis of this concert and event is to raise money for the children, feed the body and soul of the children of Doña Ana County. And so the tickets are $10 for adults in advance, but children 12 and under are invited to come for free. And we hope everybody will end up on the dance floor.
So this will benefit the Doña Ana Arts Council's children's arts programs.
Correct.
And you can tell me a little bit about what some of those programs are, and Casa de Peregrinos children's food programs.
Correct. Yeah, the main programs that we do for children, we have a program at the La Casa Shelter for Domestic Violence. We bring in artists to conduct workshops for children there that are temporary residents of the shelter. Also, just starting this fall, we're going to start another program for the parents that are there as well, because we feel like having a way to have them express themselves in this particularly vulnerable time is very important. So that's one of our programs for children. The other one that we do is we work with the public schools, and we actually work with teachers to help them learn how to integrate the arts into the core curriculum. And then the final one is that we run three different summer programs, and they're very, very well received. And then Casa de Peregrinos is a tremendous, wonderful benefit to all the people in Doña Ana County, but 40% of the people they serve are the children, and it's very, very important what they do.
And Nosotros got their start here in Las Cruces, so this is something dear to their heart as well. They're up in northern New Mexico now and performing for over 20 years. And then the two youth mariachi groups, which you mentioned, Mariachi Las Muñecas and Mariachi Espuelas de Cobre, and they're sponsored by New Mexico Advocates for the Arts. And they're the parents of the Las Cruces Mariachi International Conference,
right,
which this year will be held in November. So everything is intertwined. Everybody helps out, especially for the community.
Well, exactly. And that's why, as two nonprofits in this community, Casa de Peregrinos and the Doña Ana Arts Council, we realize we have a similar mission in the sense that we're serving the community, we're serving the public. And so we're collaborating to raise funds, and we collaborate in other areas too. The Casa de Peregrinos, they bring in food for our volunteers when we have the Renaissance Arts Fair, and we help them when they have particular food drives or whatever. So it is all about community, and it's all about, like we're talking right here on this program, about bridges. We make bridges through the different nonprofit organizations, and certainly in this musical way, we have bridges all throughout the arts community.
And Casa Peregrinos has been serving Las Cruces and Doña Ana County, being the largest food pantry, serving nearly 24,000 people a year. And they're located at Community of Hope campus?
That's correct. And they have a warehouse there, and they always need volunteers. They always need donations, and they work very, very hard. It's a wonderful organization.
Besides having the music, you're going to have two local food trucks as well.
Right. It's the Green Chili Paddy Wagon, and Mateo's is going to be there as well. Plus, we're going to have beer and wine served by the Spotted Dog.
And wine from Luna Rosa.
Yeah, that's right.
So all of these festivities outdoors. It'll be a nice evening, winding up September, and then we'll go into October.
Oh, my goodness. In October, we're starting several new programs in October, including one for local artists. We're going to open the Arts and Cultural Center on Wednesday and Thursday mornings for open studio time, letting artists come and network and use the space. And then we're continuing our art classes there at the Arts and Cultural Center, and cultural seminars. And also we have the second Saturday Arts Hop, which is always on the second Saturday in the month of October. We're featuring the Las Cruces Arts Association, but also at the same time, six other galleries will be open. So this is a great way for people to get out on that second Saturday and have 12 hours of art all throughout the area. So this part of our Get Artrageous, fun art classes with the experts, and what we're calling these classes is either Sip and Create, because you can have refreshments and it's a very relaxed atmosphere. There's a variety of different things that you can make, and on October 3rd, Martha Arndt is going to be teaching people how to make chandelier earrings, and those are the ones that hang down really low, and they're beautiful. The class is $30, and that includes all the materials, and people walk away with a beautiful pair of handmade earrings that they make themselves, and it's a really neat feeling to be creative and to have something that you've made. So in addition to that, after that, we're going to be doing calligraphy. Mary Havner is going to be teaching us how to do calligraphy on prayer flags. And then also, Sally Quillen is going to be giving a class on October 24th. So the best way to find out about these art classes is to go to our website, and that is daarts.org. And we'll have a calendar of events there, and you'll see those different classes, and you can sign up. And it's a great way to spend an evening with your friends or with a loved one. We've had couples come, and grandmothers and granddaughters come. It's really fun.
And then getting ready for the Renaissance Fair.
This is the 47th year. It's always the first weekend of November. And this year will be as wonderful as ever, with about 100 artists going to be there. And, of course, entertainment and food and the children's court and 51 other nonprofits also have booths there, and they help raise money for their organizations. This year it's November 3rd and 4th, and it will be at Young Park again, and we're working very hard all throughout October to make that happen.
And you've been involved with the Doña Ana Arts Council and the Renaissance Arts Fair for several years.
Well, I think it's going on decades at this point. They all kind of blend together, and I'm embarrassed to say how long. I finally, just stopped keeping track of it and let it just kind of wash over. It has grown. It has morphed into something that is beloved by the community. Not only the Magellan the Dragon, but the Robert the Rat Catcher, Bob Diven, who has his own Ratapult, and of course the different royal courts. Randy Granger is going to be our MC again this year on the main stage. So once again, it's just it's a wonderful tradition. And the challenge for us is to keep it traditional, what people want to come back and see, but also bring in new things that people can say, this is new to the fair, and I haven't been in a couple years, and I want to go. And this year, we're bringing in a new group called Frosty Locks and the Pirate Queen. So they'll be featured on the main stage and also be roaming throughout the park, and it should be very entertaining.
How many volunteers help out for this big event?
We have about 300 volunteers that help, and we can always use more. And if anybody wants to volunteer for the Renaissance Arts Fair, they can contact our office at area code 575-523-6403. We're always looking for volunteers, and it's a wonderful way to get involved.
It's also where they can get tickets for your special musical fundraiser with Casa de Peregrinos for Feed the Body and Soul benefit concert with Nosotros on September the 30th.
Correct.
And tickets are also available online at cdpevents.org and by calling your office as well?
That's right. So you can either go online in advance and buy those tickets for $10 at cdpevents.org or call our office 575-523-6403 and get your advance tickets and come enjoy the event September 30th from 6 to 8:30 at the Bulletin Plaza in Mesilla. The patio right outside the Doña Ana Arts Council's office.
Well, this is just wonderful, this collaboration that you have with Casa de Peregrinos, September the 30th, for Feed the Body and Soul benefit concert featuring Nosotros. Young residents of La Casa Shelter for Domestic Violence get to be helped, and also the students' summer camp programs in visual arts and the performing arts and workshops.
Yes, and workshops for teachers, our programs for the public schools, and also, of course, the wonderful work that Casa de Peregrinos does. So it benefits both organizations and the programs that we have for children.
And I'll be there as your MC.
That's right. We'll have Emily right there on stage. And I understand, Emily, that you go back a ways with Nosotros as well.
Yes, I interviewed them, and they used to be on my show way back in 1999 when I was on Crux. And they've performed live on my show at that time. I've interviewed them on Fiesta here at KRWG. And they're wonderful performers and wonderful people.
And so this is going to be kind of like a homecoming for you and Nosotros, and it's going to be very exciting.
For the entire community to help out, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Kathleen Albers, Executive Director of the Doña Ana Arts Council.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.